Okay, today's daf is brachot daf samech. We are at the bottom of Nun Tet, Amud Bet. Bana bayit chadash v'kana kelim chadash. We built a new house. You bought new clothing. Mikashechiano Amar Huna Lo Shano Ela She'en Lo Kiyotze Ben Avala Yesh Lo Kiyotze Ben En Zarech Havarech. We only taught that you need a Mikashechiano if you don't have any similar clothing or you don't have a similar house. However, if you have similar things already, you don't make a bracha when you buy a new one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yesh Lo Kiyotze Ben Zarech Havarech. Rabbi Yochanan says even if you already have similar things, you still need to make a bracha. Miklal Dichikana V'chazav V'kana Divrei Hakol En Zarech Havarech. However, in an even more extreme case, if you bought something and then you returned it, and then you bought something similar, in such a case, everyone would agree that you do not need to make a bracha because that excitement has already abated. It doesn't warrant a new bracha. Vigita Amri, that those who taught the entire teaching a little bit differently, right? One step more machmir, Amar Rav Huna, or one step more make Amar Rav Huna, lo shano, ela, shelokana, v'chaza v'kana. We only taught this that you have to make the bracha of Shechianu in a case where you did not purchase and then return it and then purchase something similar. However, if you did purchase it and then return it and then buy something similar, in such a case, you don't have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu kana v'chaz v'kana tzarech l'varech. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even in such a case, it's one step more machmir. Even in such a case where you bought something and then returned it and bought something similar, even still you'd have to make a bracha, says Rabbi Yochanan. Michlal, and we can learn it from there, an inference from there, d'chiyesh lo v'kana divrei hakol tzarech l'varech. However, if he already has something and he bought something similar, everyone would agree in such a case that you need to make a shechianu. Made today, but we're going to challenge this from a Tanaik statement. Bana bayit chadash ve'en lo yotzebo, kana kelim chadashim in lo ki yotzebahem. You built a new house and you don't have anything similar, you bought new clothing, you don't have any similar clothing, tzarech l'varech. Right? You have to make a bracha. Yesh lo kiyotze behem, ein zarech levarach divrei meir. And if you already have something similar to that which you just built or what you just purchased, you do not need to make a bracha. That is Rabbi Meir's shita, and that sounds like the same distinction that we made in the beginning of the first statement, right? By Rav Huna. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ben kach uven kach, tzarech levarach. Rabbi Yehuda says, either way, whether you have something similar or you don't have something similar, you need to make a bracha. And that sounds a lot like Rabbi Yochanan's shita in the first version of that teaching. Bishlama lishnakama. Okay, so if you hold by the first teaching, by the first version of the teaching of the machloket of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, where the distinction they're making is not around whether you bought something and then returned it and bought it again, rather, it is around whether or not you have something similar, then the shitas of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan align perfectly with the Tanaim. Lish Rav Huna Kerbi Meir. Rav Huna is exactly Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Yochanan Kerbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan is exactly Rabbi Yehuda shita. In which case, the Amoraim Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan match up perfectly with the Tanaim Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone has a shita. El Lish Nebatra. However, if you hold by the second teaching, right, where the primary distinction and argument surrounds the case of whether you bought something, returned it, and then bought it again, you're going to have trouble matching up shitas. Bishlam and Rav Huna. Okay, you know what? You can say that Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Who says, in either case, you don't need to make the bracha. Ela, Rabbi Yochanan. But, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kiman, who does Rabbi Yochanan even hold like? Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in a case where you're kana v'choz v'kana, you don't need to make a bracha. But if you're not kana v'choz v'kana, you do need to make a bracha, where he makes the distinction there, right? Whose shita does he follow, right? The loka Rimeir v'loka Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and it's not Rabbi Yehuda's shita, right? Nobody says that in the case of kana v'choz v'kana in our Mishnah that you'd have to make a bracha. Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, hu adin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to my shita that in case of kana v'choz v'kana, you do need to make another bracha. I'm on the same page as Rabbi Yehuda here. He just didn't say it in this Mishnah, but it's still his shita. Kana v'choz v'kana, nami tzarech levarech. Right? It's shita that they'd also have to make a bracha if it's kana v'choz v'kana. V'adaka miflegi b'yesh lo v'kana. However, that which the Mishnah's machloket is centered around the case where you already have something similar and you bought another thing that is similar to it, l'tiyach hakocho de Rabbi Meir. That's just to show you the extent of how makil Rabbi Meir's shita is. What does that mean? Well, because Rabbi Meir, even in such a case, would say you don't have to make a bracha, that's very makil shita. In which case, we would like to center the Mishnah around teaching you the extent to which Rabbi Meir is makil. In which case, I could have taught the Mishnah around the case of Chazer v'kona v'chazer, where Rabbi Yochanan says you have to make a bracha, Rabbi Meir would say you don't have to make a bracha, mistama. But in the case of you have something and then bought something similar, I make the assumption that Rabbi Meir would hold that in such a case, you would have to make a bracha. But Rameir doesn't hold you have to make a bracha. So to show you just how makel he is, and even in such a case, I centered around the mission of that machloket. So I can show you just how makel Rabbi Meir is. Even if you already had something, and you bought something similar, you don't need to make a bracha. And then all the more so, in a case of kana v'chol v'kana, then tzarech l'varech, you don't have to make the bracha. V'lifligu b'kana v'chol v'kana. But wait one second. Why don't we just say, oh, you want to teach the machloket around the case of that yesh lo kayotzebo, that you need to make a bracha, or you don't mean to make a bracha, to teach you how makel or meir shit is? Why don't you teach the Mishnah around the other machloket of kana v'chozer v'kana, and then what would you accomplish? Ladiach hakochot Rabbi Yehuda. And then you would see how machmir Rabbi Yehuda is, who says even in that case you do have to make a bracha. Meaning it's the same difference, right? You can either teach it about the first machloket to show how makel Rabbi Meir is, says even in such an extreme case he doesn't require a bracha, or you can teach the other machloket, show you that even such an extreme case, Rabbi Yehuda does require bracha, and look how machmir he is. So what's the logic there? Koch datera adiflay. We would rather teach the more mekel shita, the most mekel shita, than the most extreme machmir shita. If you look at Rashi, the reason is, because if you want to offer a kula, you got to be very, very confident in it. It's easy to be machmir, right? We're not sure. Don't do it. You want to be mekel, you really got to know what you're talking about. So koch datera adif. So we'd rather teach you the extent of Rabbi Meir's kula shita, because if I just teach you, and this is how machmir Rabbi Yehuda is, you know, you tell me shkoyach, so we don't know, so it should be machmir. But if you tell me this is how makel Rabbi Meir is, you're like, wow, that's a strong shita, that he must have something very powerful, he must be very confident in himself. If you could suggest in such a case, you don't have to make a bracha. Mvarach al ra. So we said that you have to make a bracha on the bad, even if that bad could become good. What exactly does that mean? Hey chidami, what's the case? You go into shaka badka ba'ara. If a dam broke out and the water flowed onto your property. Even though the water is going to leave sediment on your land and fertilize the soil, it's actually ultimately going to be a pretty good thing for your field. Right now, it's totally destroyed. Right? So you have to make a bracha on emet, because right now it's bad. Right? Even in the future it might be good. Valatova. And you have to make a bracha on the good, even if in the future it might be bad. You still have to make a tova emet. Hey chidami, what's the case of a good thing that might be bad? You go to Eshkach Matzia, Afagav, de Ra, hi, ledide, di shama, pa, malcha, shaki, le, mine, hashta, mi, atovahu. Right? If you find a lost object. Now at the time, there's a rule. The lost object goes to the king and goes to the government. It is not your domain. Any lost, ownerless object cannot just be claimed by anyone. And if you claim it for yourself, you're going to be punished if someone finds out about it. But right now, you found a lost object. That's a wonderful thing. In the future, you might be punished if you take it. Right now, it's a good thing. So you make the bracha on the good thing. I thought Ishto Meubert, if his wife's pregnant, Vomer, Yir, Tzom, Chetelet, Zachar, Hare, Zo, Tzvila, Shab. Right? So if his wife's pregnant, and you say, I really, really hope that my wife has a son. Well, that is a Tzvila, Shab. That is not a false prayer, but a purposeless prayer. A prayer in vain. V'lomahani rachme. But does that prayer not work? Do we not assume that prayer works? Mati Rav Yosef, and I'll challenge that from Rav Yosef taught. Vachar yalda bat. Afterward, she had a daughter. V'tikra et shema Dina. And she called her Dina. Right? It's talking about Leah. My v'acher. What do you mean after? After what? Amara v'acher shedanet Leah din v'atzma. After Leah did a little bit of a math problem to herself. After she figured out something. V'amara, she said like the following. Yud bet shvati matin l'tei. Yaakov's going to have 12 children. Shisha yatsumi many. I've already had 6. Arba minishvachot. 4, the maidservant said. Hare asara, that's 10. Im zez zachar. So if this 7th child that I'm now pregnant with is a boy, lo tehe achoti Rachel kachadishvachot. My sister Rachel will not even be equal to the maidservants in the amount of children. I'll only be leaving her 1. Miad nefcha levat. And then immediately her child was changed into daughters that Leah could have to Shvatim. Shneamar, as it says, v'tikra et shema Dina. Right? Because that's why Leah called her Dina. And maskirin masanisim. No, you can't just bring me up a crazy, crazy miracle and assume that these tefillot just work daily. That doesn't happen, right? We don't learn out that you're allowed to make this tefillah from a miracle that once happened, right? V'ibayt ema. Alternatively, you can answer the following: Masa de Leah b'toch arba'im yom. When Leah was davening for this, it happened in the first 40 days of her pregnancy. Right, in the first 3 days, you can daven that the egg will be fertilized. Right, from 3 to 40, from 3 to 40, you can daven that you're going to have a son. From 40 days until 3 months, right, you can pray that it would be a fully developed child. And from 3 months until 6 months, you can daven that it's not going to be a miscarriage. And from 6 months until 9 months, right? You should daven that everything should go peacefully. Me, mahani rachmi. One second. Does davening really help at all? In this case, that's the deeper ideological question. Right? In this case, ish mazriat chila. If the man admits first, you let it. Nekeva, he has a daughter. Isha mizriat chila. And if a woman admits first, you let it. Zachar, she has a. They'll have a son. Shneimar isha kitazria v'yalda zachar. As it stated, when a woman will admit, she'll have a son. Hacha b'maya skinan. Okay, so what are we dealing with here? Kigon jezriyah shneim v'atachad. No. When they admit it at the same time, haya b'abaderech. You're on your way. Dan rabanan masebe hil zakein shev b'abaderech. Hil zakein was walking his way. V'shama kol tzoch b'ir, and he heard a voice calling out, yelling in the city. Amar, he said, muftachani she'ein ze b'toch beiti. Right, I'm confident this isn't in my house. Right, so while you're not allowed to daven that it's not in your house, you're allowed to say, well, I have bitachon, this isn't in my house. And about him, it says the following, don't fear from bad tidings, nechon libo, a steadfast heart, batuach b'Hashem, will have faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rava, Rava says, kol hechad derash l'hai kra, midareish l'seifa, midareish m'seifa l'reisha, midareish. Any way you learn out this pasuk, whether it's from the end to the beginning or beginning to the end, means the same thing. Meaning, you can read the pasuk in order or out of order, and ultimately you'll arrive at the same limud. How so? Midarish mireisha l'seifa. If you read in order from the beginning to the end, midarish mishmua ra lo yira. You don't fear from bad tidings. Matam. Why don't you fear from bad tidings? Nechon libo b'tuach b'Hashem. Right, because you have a steadfast heart that is confident in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meseifa lo reisha. If you go from the end to the beginning, midarish nachon libo b'tuach b'Hashem. You'll darshan out the following. Right, that you're a steadfast heart has bitachon in Hashem. Mishmua ra lo yira. And then by extension, you will not fear bad tidings. Right, so you ultimately sometimes if you change the order of the pasuk, it means totally. Two completely different things. Here, it ultimately amounts to the same conclusion. A certain student who was walking after Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi b'shugan Zion, right in the marketplace in Zion, and he saw that the student was afraid. Amar le chatat. He says, you know, you're sinning right now. Dichtiv pachdu b'Zion chatay. Right, he says that sinners are afraid in Zion. Amar le b'aktiv. Isn't it written asher adam b'fachatamid that a person should also always have a certain degree of fear about him? Amar le ahu b'divrei Torah. That's only when it comes to Talmud Torah. You should always be concerned that you're going to forget your Torah, so you constantly do Chazara. But not about general fear of other things. Yehuda bar Natan avashaka va'azil batre de Rav Hamnuna. Right, so he's walking after Rav Hamnuna, etnach, and he sighed. Amar le yisurim bai ahu gavra. Does this person want to suffer? And why did he just sigh? Does he want to suffer? Latuye and avshe, right, to come upon his soul. Dichtiv, it's written, ki pachad pachadati. It's written about one who sighs, that the pasuk leaves out. It's written about one who sighs, that I had tremendous fear, v'yatini, asher yagurti yavo li, because I was terrified with what would come upon me. Meaning, if you said about someone who sighs, that they should be concerned about something that comes upon them. Meaning, when the Talmud sighed, he said, does this person want yisurim? Someone who sighs has to be concerned about what's going to come upon him. V'akti, wait, isn't it written, asher yadam afach etamid, that you should always have a certain degree of fear about you? That's only talking about when it comes to Talmud Torah that you're afraid that you're going to forget it. Anichnas l'krah, someone walks into the city. Tanu Rabanan and Kuzato Ma'u Omer. In your entrance to the city, what do you say? You're Zomavanecha Hashem Elokayesh Tachzeinu l'krah Zel Shalom. Right, that Kosh Baruch Hu should enter me into the city in peace. Nichnas, once you've already entered, Omer Modani l'vanecha Hashem Elokayesh Nichnas l'krah Zel Shalom. You should say thank you, Kosh Baruch Hu, that you brought me into the city in peace. Bikish, let's say it right before you leave. Omer Zomavanecha Hashem Elokayesh Elokayav Tai. Should see any krah Zel Shalom. Right, that Kosh Baruch Hu should let me leave the city in peace. Yatsa Omer Modani l'vanecha Hashem Elokayesh. Should see any krah Zel Shalom. Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let me leave in peace, and then once you left, you say, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who brought me out in peace. Ukshem Shetzan El Shalom, Kach Tolich Eno Shalom, right? And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me out in peace, he should walk with me in peace, or walk me in peace, that's Michael Shalom, and support me in peace, that's Yeni El Shalom, he should walk me in peace, that's Yeni Mikav Kolo Yevo Rev, and he should save me from any enemy or bad thing that might come upon me, but they're on the way. Amar Rav Mana, Lo Shano Ela, Bekrav, Shein Dani Vehorgin. We only thought that you have to say these things in a city that you don't, they don't give a proper trial to a criminal before killing them, right? You're not concerned about being robbed. You're concerned about being put to death by an unfair trial. However, if it's a fair city with a judgment system, with a court system, and they're going to give you a proper trial if they try to accuse you of anything, then we don't have to be concerned. No, actually, you should say it regardless because, I mean, yeah, even if you didn't do anything wrong and you're going to have a trial and you think you can prove that you didn't do anything wrong, sometimes no one comes to your defense, in which case you should still say this tefillah that everything's going to be okay for you. When you go into a bathhouse, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saves you and lets nothing bad happen to you. Bathhouses used to be pretty dangerous because they would basically just be these wooden structures built over boiling hot pits of water that would, and then that's how, like, you would, you know, get a, that's how you would go to the steam, right? And so if one of those boards just breaks, I mean, that's pretty dangerous. So it just be kind of standing over that precariously, right? And I shouldn't see any ruin va'avon or transgression v'mirabi devar kalkala va'avon. And if I have any ruin or transgression, teh mitati kapara, my death should be an atonement. Lekovonatai for all my sins. Amar Abaye, lo lemei nishachei. Abaye says, you know, a person really shouldn't say that. Dilo yiftach pumi satan. You shouldn't give a petach to the satan. You shouldn't give the satan an opportunity to say to speak about you and say what a bad person you are. Amar Shlokish v'chein tanu shmei derabi yosi lelo mamtach pi the satan. That you should never say something that would indicate to the satan that, like, you've done something wrong. So the satan can come and say, look how many things this guy's done wrong. Look at all these avonah that he's talking about. Don't give him that opportunity. Amar Rav Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasuk? Because it's written, we are almost like Sodom. We are similar to Amora. What did the Navi say afterward? The Navi then calls those people the officers of Sodom. They said, we were kind of like the people of Sodom. We weren't actually the people of Sodom. Yeah, but he called you the people of Sodom because you compared yourself to the people of Sodom. And when you leave the bathhouse, what do you say? I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me from the fire, meaning from that I wasn't burnt by the boiling hot water underneath. So Rabbi Abba went to the bathhouse, and then the boards underneath it started to break. However, a miracle happened. Kam al amuda, he stood on a pillar. Shasiv mea v'chad gavri, and he saved 101 people v'chad avre on one arm. He kind of held onto the arm, and that person held onto the arm, and that person held onto his arm. Amar hainu the Rabbi Acha, the Amar Rav Acha, hanichnas lahakiz dam. Someone who goes in to blood let. Omer yir tzom v'necha Hashem elokai she esek ze li l'refua v'ter. Right, that this matter should be a refuah for me, and you should, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should heal me. Ki el rofe ne'eman ata, because you are the faithful healer. V'otecha emet, and your healing is truthful. L'visha ein dargan shel b'nei adam l'rafot el shenagu, and it's not really appropriate that human beings are involved in refuah altogether. Whatever they're practicing to do so, but I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only true healer. Amar Abaye lo lemi lo lema ini shachei. Abaye says, people, you shouldn't say it like that. Itani debei roish mal rofe rapo yirape. Right, very pertinent for us in Bava Kama and a Godel. Right, that you should surely heal. Right? From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you should surely heal, he's giving permission to doctors to do healing. He's not saying that refuah is only in my hands. Hikai my. Oh. And if you get better, what you say? My Omer, Amar Rav Acha Baruch Rav Echinam. Right? You say, the blessed is the one who heals free of charge. Somebody goes to the bathroom. Omer, he says to his guardian angels who accompany him with wherever he goes. They don't go into the bathroom though. He says as follows: Hitkabdu mechubadim kedoshim misharte elyon. He says, you know, these respected angels of Kadosh Baruch Hu, tnu kavod to Elkei Israel, irpu mimeni, give kavod to your master and to Elkei Israel, and you know, don't accompany me to the bathroom, right? Leave him behind. Ah, Shekhanes says Vitoni, I'll go in and do my business, and then I'll come back to you. Amar Abaye, lo lema ini shachei. Abaye says, no, you really shouldn't say this. Dilma shavki le'azli, because maybe they'll abandon you altogether if you tell them to leave. Ela lema shamruni shamruni. Rather, you say the following: guard me, guard me. Azruni, azruni. Help me, help me. Samchuni, samchuni. Support me, support me. Emtinuli, amje, emtinuli, emtinuli. Wait for me, wait for me. Ajik on his veitze, until I go in and come back. Shekain darkan shabbat adam, because that's what happens. You go in, you come out. That's so please wait for me here. He nafik, and when you leave, you say the following: Baruch Shere Yitzar Adam Bechokhma, blessed the one who created man in exceptional wisdom, who barav onikavim nikavam chalim chalim, and built many holes and orifices. Galu v'idu lefnei kizek v'recha, and it is revealed and known before your throne. Shimifteh chadmem o yistem chadmem, that if you open something that's supposed to be closed, or you close something that's supposed to be open, we wouldn't be able to stand in front of you. My chatim, and how do you finish? Amar rofe cholim. You say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who heals the sick. Amar Shmuel, kashavinu abba lekule alma ketzire. Right? But you just made everyone into a sick person. What? Everyone goes to the bathroom, has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they heal a sick person? What, are we all sick because we went to the bathroom? Ela rofe kol basar. No. You just say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is responsible for the healing of all human beings, not just the sick people. Right? Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet is following. Mafi lasar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does wonders. Amar Papa, heal nach neminu lev tarvayu. Rofe kol basar, mafi lasar. Rather, say them both. You say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals all people and he does wondrous things. Anichmas li shon al midata. Someone who goes to sleep. Omer mishma Yisrael ad v'ayayim shemoa. Should say from the beginning of Shema up until v'ayayim shemoa. V'omer, and he says the following. Baruch HaMapil. He says the bracha of the Mapil. Mapil chavle shena al einai v'tnuma mavapai me'ir le'ishon batayin. Right? The one who passes sleep over my eyes and slumber over my eyelids and illuminates my eyes. Yir tzom v'necha me'pir will kadosh baruch hu. Hashem elokai shtach shigivin l'shalom. Right? That I should go to sleep in peace. V'tein chalkai v'toratecha. And give me a chelak in your Torah. V'tagilin edei mitzvot. And accustom me to doing your mitzvot. V'altagilin edei avera. And you should not accustom me to doing averas. V'al tavien edei ched. And you shouldn't bring me to do a transgression of any kind, sin or transgression, and not to a test. You shouldn't test me, Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm afraid I'd fail. I'd rather not be tested and not fail, or to any disgrace. My Yetzer Tov, and my Yetzer Tov should have control over me. My Yetzer Hara should not have control over me. You should save me from any affliction or sickness. And you shouldn't visit upon me bad dreams or bad thoughts. And my bed should be complete in your eyes before you. And you should illuminate my eyes. I don't want to go to sleep and die in my sleep. Blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu who illuminates the entire world with his glory. Kimidair, Omer, when he wakes up, he says the following: The neshama you gave me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is pure. You created it, you formed it within me. Right? You breathed life into me. And you're guarding it within me. Eventually, you're going to take it from me. And then give it back to me in the future with Tchiyat Hametim, close man shenishma b'kirbi. But as long as the neshama is in me, I'm going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the universe. I don't call Neshama, the master of all the neshamas. Ruch Hashem, Amachzir Neshama, Lefagrim Etim. Blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu who returns the souls to lifeless bodies. Yishema Kol Tarnigola. When you hear in the morning the voice of the Tarnigol early in the morning, Lema Baruch Hashem Natan Sufmin Alechem Yom Ben Laila. You should say that blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu who gives knowledge to the Tarnigol to differentiate between day and night. Ki Patach Enei. When you open your eyes, Lema Baruch Pekech Ibrim. You say, blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu who opens the eyes of the blind. Ki Taritz Yativ Lema Baruch Matir Asurim. When you sit up, say one blessed is the one who releases the shackles from the imprisoned. Ki Lavish, and we put on clothes. Lema Baruch Mabish Armim. Blessed is the one who closes the naked. When you stand up straight, you should say, blessed is the one who straightens the bent. When you stand on the ground, one who places the ground on top of the water. When you walk, you should say, blessed is the one who allows us to walk. When you put in your shoes, blessed is the one who gave me all my necessities. When you put in your belt, right? Blessed is the one who girds Israel with strength. Sudra al Rashim, put your scarf on your head. Blessed is the one who who glorifies, who crowns Israel in splendor. Ki me'ata petzitzit, we put on tzitzit, lema, baruch ha'shem kishanam estav tzivanu, let's say petzitzit. Ki manak tefillin, we put on tefillin, atare, on your arm, lema, baruch ha'shem kishanam estav tzivanu, l'anech tefillin. Let's say, baruch, who commanded us to put on tefillin, areshe, but on your head, lema, baruch ha'shem kishanam estav mitzvah tefillin. Right, you should say, let's say, baruch, who gave us the mitzvah of tefillin. Ki mashi yadi, when you wash your hands, lema, baruch ha'shem kishanam estav tzivanu, al tefillin yadayim. Let's say, baruch, who told us to wash our hands. Ki mashi afe, when you wash your face, lema, baruch, blessed is the one who passes sleep before my eyes and slumber for my eyelids. Here, you should accustom me within your Torah. You should attach me to your mitzvah. You shouldn't bring me to sin or transgression into having a test or turning disgrace. And you should force my will to be subservient to you. You distance me from bad people and from bad friend. And you should attach me to a good inclination, mechaver tov, a good friend, velomecha in your world, v'taneni hayom bechol yom lechenu chasid rachamim, and you should give to me favor and grace and kindness and mercy beinecha beinei kol roai in your eyes and the eyes of all who see me, tagelini chasidim tovim, and you should visit upon me only good things, only chesed, baruch Hashem gomel chasidim tovim lama Yisrael, blessed is Kadosh Baruch Hu who visits chesed on Israel. Chayav Adam Levarech, a person must make a bracha. My Chayav Levarech Alara, Kashem Shabarach Alatov. We said that a person is Chayav to make a bracha on the bad, just like he makes a bracha on the Tov. Well, what exactly does that mean? Alatova, Ilayim, Kashem Shabarach Alatov, Hadova Meitiv, Gachim Barach Alara, Hadova Meitiv. What do you mean? You have to make a bracha on the good, just like you make a bracha on the bad. Do you want to, you mean like you have to make a bracha on good, you have to say a tova ameitiv? Are you telling me, okay, so even on the bad, I have to make a tova ameitiv? That doesn't make any sense. That's not. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, al besorah tova no mera tova ameitiv? That on good news, you say a tova ameitiv, al besorah ra, but on bad news, omer baruch den amen, you say, blessed is the true judge. Ama rava lo nitzrucha el kabalinu besimcha. No. Saying a bracha on the bad, just like you say a bracha on the good, means you have to be mekabel, you have to accept it besimcha wholeheartedly, just like you accept the good things. I'm a Rav Acha, Mishum Rabbi Levi, Mikra. What's the fuck that teaches that? Chesed, Umishbat, Ashira, Lecha, Hashem. Azamra, right? So whether it's chesed or mishpat, I'm going to sing a song to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Im chesed ashira, where if it's chesed, if it's a goodness that he does for me, I'm going to sing. Im mishpat, and if it's judgment that he does for me, ashira, I'm going to sing. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Mehachar. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says, we learn from the following pasuk. Bashem ahalel davar, belokim ahalel davar. In Hashem I'm going to praise, and in Elokim I'm going to praise. Bashem ahalel davar zomidat tova. When it says Hashem, what is it indicating? The divine benevolence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Belokim, and when it says Elokim, what is it indicating? Halel, that you're going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, zomidat puranu. Right? That is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu's divine retribution. Elokim, which is a judge, and Hashem, which is God. Not a perfect translation, but they represent two attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his divine benevolence and his divine retribution. Rabbi Tanchum Omer Me'achar. Rabbi Tanchum says, you learn from the following. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems me, I'm going to call it in his name. And I'm going to call it his name also if I find suffering. So whether I'm suffering or whether I'm redeemed, I'm going to call it in Hashem's name. Rabbanu says, you learn from the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and he takes away and his name is praised because he decided to give you and that was wonderful. Decided to take it away, and that's also wonderful. That's his choice. That's his call. It comes from the same place. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says as follows. Amar Rav Mishum, Rav Meir, v'chein tana b'shmei the Rabbi Kiva. It was taught in the name of Rabbi Kiva as following. Ulam ye adam ragil lomar. Person should always be accustomed to say the following. Kol David Rachmana, letav Avid. Everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. And a story of Rabbi Kiva when he's going on his way. Mata lahi mata. He comes to the following city, Ba'ush Pisa, and he asks to sleep there overnight. Lo Yavle, they didn't let him sleep there. Amar, Kol David Rachman al Tav. He says, you know, everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does for good, so even though they turn me away, that's fine. Azal, Ubad, Vidaber, so he goes to sleep in the wilderness. Behava Behedya, Behava Behade, he has with him a Tarnagul of a Chamar Visharga. He had a rooster to wake him up, and he had a donkey to ride on, and a Sharga, and a torch so he could see. Atazika, Kapil Sharga, a wind came and it blew the torch. Atashunra, Achla Tarnagola, and a fox came and ate the rooster. Ata Ariyev Achler Chamra, and the lion came and it ate the donkey. Amar Kol David Rachman Al Tav. He says everything Kadosh Baruch Hu did, it was for good. Maybe Laila Ata Gaisa Shavya Lamata. At that time and in that night, bandits came and they captured the city that Rabbi Akiva tried to sleep in. But they didn't see Rabbi Akiva outside the city. Why didn't they see him? Well, because they couldn't hear the noise of the rooster or the noise of the donkey, and they didn't see the torch. It was pitch black. It was completely silent. They didn't see Rabbi Akiva. Amar Lahu Lav Amri Lahu. Didn't I tell you? Says Rabbi Akiva, Kol Masha Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Letove. Everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does, it is for the best. And it's interesting that Rabbi Akiva's first rabbi is Nachum Ish Gamzu. So that makes a lot of sense. So this is what Rabbi Akiva was known to say.